Welcome back, Wobo Land. It is time for our scam of the week, and today's is a big one. Scammers targeting child tax credits. To bring us this latest scam of the week, we have teamed up with the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana's Nicole Thomas. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
You know, in the midst of a crisis, you know, scammers seem to capitalize on it as an opportunity every single time. And here we are, these child tax credits could be coming down the pipeline for some Americans as soon as July 15th. And already scammers are trying to figure out how to target these child tax credits. Tell us, what's going on?
Yeah, when the government's in the news, the scammers are not far behind. So basically, we have gotten reports already of people who are getting calls, text messages, emails, the same old trope of people saying that they're from the IRS or even the Treasury Department and that they can get them their child tax credit in one lump sum or, you know, early or faster or, you know, you name it. And asking these people to give them their information so that they can put it in, you know, to the IRS's portal and get them their a one lump sum instead of having to wait months, you know, because you get 50% in a monthly allotment and then 50% on your 2021 taxes. And so the scammers are right, basically saying, hey, we'll get you your money if you give us your information. And we know that that equals a scam because they only want your information so they can either steal your identity or we've even seen people saying that when they go to the IRS portal to put their information in, because the IRS has opened two different portals for you to include your information if you need to change your bank account or something like that. So people have said that they've gone to update their information and someone else has already updated it. So if you're talking to these people on the phone or email or text message, you're probably going to find that maybe your child tax credit has been diverted to someone else. So just a big deal. And, you know, that money is meant for consumers to, you know, use and infuse into the economy. And we don't want it in the hands of scammers.
What if this has already happened to us? Let's say we do log on and we put in our name and someone's already filed essentially for this tax credit for us. Is there anything we can do at that point?
Yeah, you immediately need to contact the IRS. You know, you can go to irs.gov. They've got some specific numbers out there for each individual type of problem that you may be having. So if you're a taxpayer, you're going to have one number to call. If you are a non-taxpayer because your income is below the threshold, you're going to have another number to call. And then you can, you know, share that information with them. But, you know, again, our tip is really don't ever give out your information to anybody that you're not sure. And also remember that the government is never going to call you, text message you, send you a direct message on Instagram. They just don't do that. And so you should be prepared to delete that message and report it to the social platform that you received it on.
All right, Nicole, as always, I cannot believe it. Every week, every Wednesday here on WoWo, you're sharing a new scam with us. I don't know if that's a good thing
or
a bad thing. But yeah, it's crazy that you're able to find all that content. So we'll just have to tune in next week and see what you got.
Be safe. Thanks.
That is
podcasts by Federated Media.